feel driving over a rail crossing here in the southeast? Last Friday, you may recall, a tragedy occurred. A 32-year-old woman died after her car was struck by an express train at a level crossing near the Lindum station on Brisbane's Bayside. So should the state government focus on improving safety at the 52 level crossings south of Caboolture, or get rid of crossing altogether? According to one advocate, it would cost over $3.7 billion to remove 25 level crossings, which have been flagged as a high priority for removal. You might recall that the Infrastructure Australia report released last week detailed why it was a priority to remove these. Robert Dow is from the rail lobby group Rail Back on Track. Robert Dow, you want a full removal of the level crossing at Lindum where the tragedy occurred last week. Why? What's specifically why that one?
Good evening, Steve. Yeah, the level crossing at Lindum is particularly complex. It has a through road which links up Kianawa, I think it is, road with North Road, but there's two intersections, one either side of the rail crossing, in Lindum and Sibley Road. So this makes it a little bit complex and can be very confusing for motorists. At certain times of the day, depending on the sun angle, vision may be a problem as well.
Really? Okay. So that's the Lindum one, which is quite infamous, I think, for many drivers.
Well, exactly. I mean, it was noted. TMR commissioned a cost-benefit analysis.
TMR was Transport and Main Roads, a department.
Yeah. Yep. Transport and Main Roads commissioned a cost-benefit analysis of open-level crossings in 2012, Steve, which was done by Deloitte Access Economics. And they noted, with respect to Lindum in 2012, that the daily train movements were relatively high, and they had many incidents, near misses, if you like, and there was also eight collisions in the time period that they looked at in that study.
Crikey.
So, all right. I mean, so it's been known about for some time as being a problem. Now, unfortunately, we had a fatality on the 26th of February last, and 2 years prior to that, to the day, unfortunately, it was a pedestrian, also was struck by a train.
So this Lindum crossing is a particular problem.
Well, it is, and it's going to be a little bit more costly to come up with a solution that separates the road and rail because of the associated road network I mentioned. There's those two T-intersections adjacent to the crossing as well.
How many level crossings on the southeast QR rail network south of Caboolture are there?
Well, there's about 52. The last two that were removed were Robertson's Road at Geebung and Telegraph Road at Bald Hills in 2014.
Right.
Now, there's been nothing removed since.
How many are high priority for
it? Well, we've looked at it. We reckon there's about 25. We think that are fairly pressing in terms of removal. We've been suggesting for some time that the Queensland state government should emulate the Victorian government and set up a level crossing removal authority of sorts. And get stuck into it. Now, Victoria...
So develop a plan, develop a timetable, and just get it done.
Exactly. Victoria started in 2015. Their target was 75 by 2025. So guess what? They've removed 45.
So that's pretty good.
Oh, fantastic. I've been going down to Melbourne regularly, except for the last year, obviously, because situation with COVID.
Yep.
And I grew up in Melbourne, Steve. I was advocating in the 1960s to remove some level crossings, which I've seen finally removed in Melbourne. They've done all sorts of different construction techniques and strategies to remove the level crossings. In some cases, they've used elevated rail. In some cases, they've sunk rail beneath the roads. Other cases, the roads have gone over rail. So there are many ways to approach it. Looking at Lindum, it would be relatively straightforward to put a road over it, although the side roads would need some careful management as well.
Okay. All right, now earlier this week, last week, wasn't it? Infrastructure Australia released their, I can't remember now, time's a blur, but Infrastructure Australia released their priority list, and one of the high priority initiatives in this nationally recognised report was to do level crossings, and it said, Southeast Queensland City Train Network includes 65 level crossings. Most of these level crossings are in urban environments, which lead to congestion and safety problems. A and they listed the problem time frame is listed as anywhere between 0 to 5 years. They say they really go through the details of this, and they point out how much delay and what it costs us in hidden costs because of these networks. That seems like a good argument to do something about it for economic reasons.
Exactly. They're looking at the entire Southeast Queensland network, which comes up to about 65, right? Some of the level crossings can be properly managed with safety improvements, with traffic lights, things like that, not necessarily complete grade separation.
So how much would it cost to upgrade level crossings and replace them with under or overpass roads?
About $200 million.
Okay, each one?
Up to $250.
Each one,
it
okay.
Depends. Now, the only one that's in train in Brisbane at the moment, or in our greater Brisbane area, is Beamsrones Castledean, and that's been costed at $248 million.
So okay.
That's an advanced business case. The only other one that's got in an early business case is Cooper's Plains.
Right, okay.
Now, just think about this, Steve.
Now, that Cooper's Plains one's been promised for a decade now, I think, to be
real. Yeah, they've got $6.8 million towards a business case there.
Right, okay.
That's not going to build much, is it?
That's not going to do anything. Now, but well, at least they're planning it. And I mean, I keep speaking with a chap, an engineer by the name of Max Hooper. Max has been tracking this for some years. He thinks the case is very strong for the dealing with it. But let me ask you about Lyndon, this one where the tragedy occurred last week. Is there any funding allocated to upgrade or fix that Lyndon level crossing?
Yes, there is. The federal government has offered $85 million. Brisbane City Council has said that they would put up $40 million. But I believe it's contingent on the level crossing being removed. Okay, the present plan, which is up on the Transport and Main Roads website, is for a station upgrade. But the grade separation is not going to occur. They have that as a longer-term aim.
Just explain what grade separation means, please.
Yeah, that means completely separating road and rail on different levels.
Right, okay. All right.
Okay.
So totally separating cars from the trains.
Yes, yes. Right. And also pedestrians and bikes where that can be achieved, active transport as well, of course, right?
Yep.
But that follows naturally. It just seems to be a little bit short-sighted. If they're going to do it, they've got the money on the table from the federal government and the council. The state has to come up with somewhere around $80 to $100 million, perhaps, to get it completely done. Why not do it? This crossing, as I said, was a problem in 2012.
Well, why isn't it being done at Lyndon? The federal government's got $85 million sitting there for it. The council's got $40 million sitting there for it if it's a full separation. So what's the hold-up?
Well, I'm not sure. To me, it's a no-brainer. I mean,
well, in other words, it sounds like it's a state issue.
Well, it is.
Because it's a state responsibility.
Yeah, well, the state hasn't done anything since 2014, Steve, right? We've been sort of...
Nothing at all. The Queensland state government's done nothing since 2014.
Well, they've put together a few business cases here and there, of course, and a few plans.
Have you raised it with the Transport Minister, Mark Bailey?
Yes.
And what's he told you?
Well, they just look at his glazed eyes, basically. In 2015, the South East Council of Mayors had, as their top five elimination priorities, that is, grade separation, Boundary Road at Cooper's Plains, Cavendish Road at Cooperoo, Beams Road at Castledean. Now, that's the only one it looks like going to be done in the next year or two. South Pine Audley and Wacol Station Road, Wacol. Wacol Station Road, crossing at Wacol, is another one of these Lyndons, if you like. It's a very confusing level crossing and it needs to be sorted.
Right.
Okay, and it leads to considerable traffic delays.
All right, I'm running out of time. I've got to ask you one more question. It's only, 21, so 3 years from now, Cross River Rail is due to open. And the frequency of services along the Bean Lee line, this major line, and Gold Coast, will increase significantly. That's going to put real pressure on a number of these level crossings in my mind. How do you see it?
Oh, it certainly is. And we've been highlighting this for some time. Again, it's a potential catastrophic situation, Steve, as the boom gates are going to be down for anywhere from 40 to 50 minutes in the hour. Can you imagine what that is going to do to the traffic flow? Frustrated motor vehicle drivers are probably going to be tempted to race boom gates. It's a situation that's going to become completely unmanageable, right? Now, there's 8 level crossings between Park Road and Benlea, and interestingly enough, the RACQ has done a study a year or two ago, and they identified that the four worst or the most dangerous level crossings in southeast Queensland were Warragul Road, Fruit Grove, Old Bow Desert Road, Salisbury, Trinder Crossing at Trinder Park, Stones Road and Sunnybank. They're all on the Benlea Gold Coast line, Steve. We have a problem.
I'll leave it there. I'll speak with you again. Robert Dow, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Steve.
Robert Dow says we have a problem with our rail crossings. I'd love to know what you think. 1300 222 612 is the phone number, or you can send me a text 0467 922 612.